get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a taking to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, a festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 9 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. And I'm your host, John Corigliano. Of course, here's my wonderful wife, Miss Anne Marie.
Hi.
And of course, back by popular demand, it's the one and only, Megan.
What's up?
Well, we are over here in Plant City for what, Anne Marie?
Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Megan. Now, this is definitely kind of new for us. I think this is not the furthest that we've done a podcast. We've done podcasts out in California, but the furthest in Florida, for sure. Maybe.
The furthest outside the Orlando area.
Yeah. Not counting the Space Coast either.
I guess not.
Definitely the furthest in the other direction.
This is lost.
I have no idea where they think they are, but it's not that far away.
No, it is not. So this is definitely interesting. So we kind of always think of Hollow Scream or Halloween Horror Nights when it comes to haunted and scary events, but this is the first time I think I've seen a haunted Christmas type of event.
The only other haunted Christmas thing I remember seeing is the Krampus house at Halloween Horror Nights.
That is true. Megan, do you know anything about this type of event?
I know they did it last year. I think last year was the first time that it happened. But basically, there are two trails, and they normally have three trails on their regular Halloween event, plus a hayride that was new this year. But this year, there's two trails. I know one has a Yeti in it, so I'm super excited for that. But yeah, they do off-season trails. Last year they also did one for Valentine's Day, so I'm kind of hoping they do that one again, because heck yeah,
that sounds like you have like the association of like there's Christmassy things that can be scary, like Yeti, like Krampus, so like there's that like baseline of scary Christmas stuff, but I've never heard of scary Christmas or scary Halloween or scary Valentine's Day, so that would be interesting.
I on the other hand have heard of scary Halloween, because well, that just makes sense. I think Anne Marie drank too much Pepsi at dinner.
I did. It is rotted my brain.
Yeah, it's rotted because it's Pepsi.
But yeah, definitely Haunted Valentine sounds very interesting. I'm wondering if they'll ever do any other things outside of haunted something. They could do like a haunted like St. Patty's Day.
Haunted 4th of July.
America is pretty scary sometimes. It's fine.
That's very true. That's very true.
So, yeah. So, while we're waiting on here, we'll go binaural once we head inside and enjoy Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas. All right. We're going to be doing, what is it, Sleigh Bells? One of the haunted trails
S-L-A-Y.
Here.
S-L-A-Y.
Yes. Different type of sleigh. We're going to be also video recording my reaction as we're going through, because unlike your traditional haunted houses where it's like a conga line, here they're separated by party. So there's no one in front or behind you, right?
You're not talking the whole time through, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Just describing to our listeners. Oh, we got more snow going on the outside.
No, it'll probably just be his yellow reactions like he always does.
Yes.
What's that?
Can I be like overly dramatic in front of you, like death screaming?
Sure, if you want to do that.
No, Jesus. No, I want it to be off camera so they can't see that I'm crazy. They just hear this thing.
So you can use your little Wi-Fi. So does it go like all the way back there? Here we go. Oh boy.
You're gonna be on the naughty list!
Out in a trail.
Oh,
I'm loving it.
Oh, it's a good thing. Oh, yeah.
I told you you'd be on the naughty list. Uh-oh. Because you're on the naughty list. Why did you bring me any cocoa?
Oh my God. Oh my. Oh jeez. Well, that's number one for me. It's always the car horn.
Go to the North Pole. I know you want to. Come on, I need them more than you do. Where are you going? No, don't leave. Donations, do you hear me? Please, please donate. I need them.
You suck. Yeah, I bet this guy over here could do a much better job than you.
You think that he can do a better job than me?
Yeah.
Well, guys, listen. Silent night, holy night. Aren't I so much better? I'm so much better, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm probably dead. Because that was the worst thing I've ever heard. Just be quiet already.
I'm loving the acting, by the way. It's absolutely beautiful. Sounds very ominous.
I don't know if I'm gonna.
Oh my god.
If you fix me, I'll fix you.
That scared me, I wasn't even in the room yet. I almost can't see in front of me. Oh my lord.
Oh hey, you again. Yeah. I can put you in the back.
you know.
That's boring. You should be in the front, you'll get the most scared. get better reaction for the viewers, am I right?
Yeah. Oh my god. Holy jeez.
Keep moving. Let's see who gets you. Hey, back, let's see. Back. Keep going. Why haven't you left yet? It's a dangerous place. Hey, back, let's see. No. Let's see.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That was absolutely so much fun. I love the fact that you're by yourself and there's a lot more room to have the actors like really interact with you. What were your thoughts, Anne-Marie?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I like how the actors are actually talking too, as opposed to like
just like
each end, which it's all recorded. You know?
Yeah, and it's all like just like quick jump scares.
I told you it was in the house. It's a trail, and it was almost 7 minutes long.
That felt like it went on forever.
Yeah.
Seven minutes. Holy smokes! I like the improvised dialogue. Like that. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. Like I like the fact that they're actually talking, as opposed to being pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Track. You know.
But,
which is good that it's only a few weeks, because I don't know about you, but I would lose my voice.
The way those kids are screaming, yeah, it's like if you, well, you couldn't see, but like a lot of the actors in there are on the younger side.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so maybe their voices will quite be as painful as ours.
It's so bad for you. It's okay.
Says,
that was awesome.
Says the music teacher.
Says the music teacher.
But overall, really great. Like I liked the, like a little bit of the cheesiness, like the sets, but the
it was pretty.
Yeah.
Like some of these characters that were like following you through some of the rooms, amazing. This was like my first time really doing a house outside of Halloween Horror Nights or even Howl's Scream at Busch Gardens years ago. So this definitely is a different
experience.
Different experience. It's your local haunt.
Support your local haunts. Trust me.
There you go.
They're almost better. In some ways. They are better in some ways.
I mean, just because you do get, like, you know, you're A, supporting, like, local economy, which and B, like, you get these more personalized experiences of this, you know, like, as opposed to your, like, just
and I actually jumped. Oh, you're
like, yeah, there was a couple of times.
Yeah, there was one that I got good, the horn.
Yep.
Yeah, that got me really good. I almost thought I was going to drop my camera. But overall, Sleigh Bells, Haunted Trail, so far.
It's Slade.
It's Slade good.
Okay, I'm done. Oh, by the way, that was 6 minutes and 47 seconds.
Not bad. Because what, your average HHN house is what, like 3 to 4 minutes? Yeah. So this is the Creatures of Christmas. We're going to get ready to head on in. All right, here we go. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Hello, dear. Oh, look. Oh, yeah, you're close, dear.
I think there's something following me from behind.
Oh, it's like a Jew. That looks so cool. My goodness. Oh, don't leave her so soon. She'll be dead when you do.
My gosh.
Dress for this expedition.
No. A little on the warm side.
The myths aren't warm. I'm freezing!
So I even saw less because I have this light in front of my face, so I'm almost bumping into things. But holy smokes, that was actually a really good trail.
Of course, I had to put the chains on as soon as I walk by.
As soon as you walk by.
Chainsaws are not scary.
They're scary for me.
They're not scary.
They're
not.
Yeah, but your face is scary.
Scary. Couldn't, there's no chain on them.
You could, yeah, you know.
There's no chain. I know there's no chain on them.
Correct.
There's not. There's no chain. They're not scary. They're just not. But the fact that it was a snowman, an angry snowman, that was kind of scary. And the Yeti
was adorable.
Chef's kiss.
I was going to say, I heard you doing this shout out for the Yeti.
That was very exciting.
I said the one at the end, I was with a blonde lady, so I thought it might have been you.
Oh, not that blonde anymore.
Anne-Marie, what did you think?
It was good. I liked it.
Besides the chainsaw.
Except that part. I like that part. I've gotten better. That's good.
Good.
It was Ricky said it was about 4.5 minutes. So
the other one was
long for a trail.
Yeah, the other one was definitely longer, but this was still good.
Yeah.
And I like how, they think they were following you mostly because you had the camera, but they were like following us like to the next room.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool.
Yeah, they were getting pretty close, and I was like, holy smokes. Again, really great with the dialogue that some of these actors are doing, these characters are doing.
I mean, especially if like a lot of it is off the cuff too. Like it's not like, it's not complete. I'm sure some of it's scripted, but like there's a lot of improv too, which is nice.
Oh yeah, I think they're kind of given a direction and then they just kind of say like,
yeah,
roll with it.
Well, like when we first walk in, like that kid is saying the same thing over and over again. So like obviously that is scripted, but
right.
He also isn't interacting as much with people as the people like inside.
All right. Hopefully you all enjoyed this week's show here at Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas. Anne-Marie, did you have a good time?
I did have a good time. I always love mixing of holidays.
What are your thoughts? Because obviously you haven't done Hollow Scream. You've only done Halloween Horror Nights.
Well, why don't you ask Megan, since she's the haunt expert.
All right. So, Megan, same question for you. Since you've done Hollow Scream before, that was kind of interesting. You've done Halloween Horror Nights. How does this kind of really stack up on your list?
So one of the things that I don't... Hi. There's... I love everything. So the one thing I don't like about Horror Nights is the conga lines. And you, a lot of the times you get to see the scares before they actually happen. And the nice thing about places like Hollow Scream, even more so Sir Henry's, is that they do pulse you. So, for example, you're going through the trails at Sir Henry's with you and your group, and that's it. So you're getting the scares. You're getting interactions with all the scare actors and everything like that.
Preemptively
seeing. So I think that helps. One thing I do like about local haunts is that's usually the case. So you may wait a little bit longer. The cool thing about Sir Henry's, though, they do have a VIP package where you get to do each of the trails one time going VIP. There's a chainsaw behind me somewhere. The lines, I haven't done this outside of media night, but the line, you can skip those lines if you purchase a VIP package, which is pretty darn nice.
And I doubt it's like, you know, a 85-minute wait like HHN, yeah. You know.
You're kind of getting a lot of the locals from...
Like you may wait 20 minutes, you know, whatever, but like it's not like your HHNs, which are like, could be over an hour.
Oh, absolutely. And not to say that these characters at Halloween Horror Nights are not passionate about what they do, but the fact of that they do it for 2 months, but with here, there's not a trigger. There is basically they're given like a set of lines that they could use or interact with guests that are coming through the line, and then they play off of that.
Experience.
Very much personalized.
And there's Krampus.
And there's Krampus.
I don't know Krampus.
Hi, Krampus. But I hope you guys get a chance to come on over. It's operates from December 8th through the 17th. It's basically off of I-4 here in Plant City.
I think the website is like, we'll put it in the description.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to come, it's definitely good. They have a few merchandise and food scattered around. You could get pictures with Santa and
cool Santa.
Yeah. Cool Santa. And you'll get a flamingo sticker.
I got a flamingo.
Yeah.
Chill Island Time Santa, which is better than North Pole Santa because, well, the North Pole's cold, and I don't like the cold.
And they had drinks.
And they had drinks, and it was a much, you know, chill and relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah, she looks like she had a wine cooler in her hand. But overall, really great experience. Definitely come on down. Don't forget, before I forget myself, don't forget you can visit us at cfsas.com, where you can email the show. You can follow us on X at Central FLSAS, also on Blue Sky, and don't forget to subscribe to us up on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. I can't talk.
And click that bell for notifications.
We will have a awesome, awesome video since we are able to take video inside the houses. Although it is POV, so you get to watch me scared out of my gourd.
So it's John's face for 8 minutes and 4 or 5 minutes or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, probably. But you'll see that it does get pretty scary. One of them had the light on and almost ran into stuff. But Megan, always a pleasure to have you on the show whenever possible. We do miss you during Halloween Horror Nights, of course.
Yeah, well, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. There's always next year.
Well, he didn't do the team member preview this year. We did it during our RIP tour. So Megan can make a triumphant return.
Indeed. So before we go, say goodbye, Megan.
Goodbye, Megan.
And say goodbye, Anne-Marie.
Goodbye, Anne-Marie.
Ricky, do you want to say goodbye, Ricky?
Goodbye, Ricky.
And so long, and have a magical week, everybody.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.